Welcome, Coco. Can you just begin by describing your thoughts after the match?
Yeah, it was a tough match today. There's a lot of areas I can improve on. I always kind of start rough at this tournament, so I was hoping for a different start this year, but I'm just, happy to get through today.
Congrats on the win, Coco.
Thanks.
Just talk about facing Sasha. Like, was she doing anything that surprised you at all, or that you had to problem solve particularly for tonight?
No, she played how I thought she would. I think I threw in a lot of doubles and in the third, and then a lot of unforced errors. And I think she was just trying to get every ball back because she knew I was missing. And in the first set, I think I played with more margin. And played a little bit heavier, which I found in a third. And I think I was just missing a lot, so I just need to be more consistent.
Well, if we go beyond the match, or in general, do you have certain connections to Germany, maybe even to this region? Do you know some Germans, or whatever? What do you think about the country and the atmosphere here?
I haven't gone to Germany other than for tennis tournaments, but I really enjoy going to Berlin. It's one of my favorite stops. I think for me, I like the German fashion. I think like the goth and the emo type of vibe is very popular here, and I noticed that a lot even in Berlin and even here. This year was the first time I actually went outside of the tournament grounds. I went to the mall and like kind of in the city, and I saw a lot of girls dressed like that, which I thought was really cool because it's an aesthetic that I like. In Stuttgart, honestly, the weather has not been too bad this year. So this is the first time I was actually wanting to go outside because it's been sunny and not rainy. I know it hailed a little bit earlier today. I think every time I'm learning more and more about the region. Maybe one day I can come outside of a tennis tournament.
What would you do then?
I don't know. Maybe you should be the one to recommend me. I don't know. I usually don't have much time for tourism. But when I was in Berlin, I did a lot of learning about history and the wall and everything about that, World War II, which is something I was interested in. But in Stuttgart, I don't know much to do here. I did go to the mall, which is way nicer than the malls in South Florida, so that was nice. But I don't know, maybe you could tell me some things to do if I have time. I mean, now that the tournament started, it might be a little hard.
Just one non-tennis question, and it's a yes or no. Did you get stopped in the mall? Did people want selfies or anything?
I did it like once or twice. I don't think they know a lot of tennis players here in Stuttgart. And honestly, in Europe, I don't get stopped that much. And even in the U.S., it's not that much as people think, which I'm grateful for.
I've got one about the double faults as well that you touched on. This is something that, for me at least, I don't watch you every day, every week, but it is something that seems to come and go. I remember a couple of years ago, it was a theme. Do you know when this might be coming back? Do you sense it during a match or even during a week or a tournament?
No, it's not something that I sense. Honestly, I was serving well all of the practice matches, and I think in the tight moments, I just lose a little bit of the technique that I've been working on. I did make an adjustment on my serve, so I think it's trying not to go back to old habits, and it's tough in the moments to really remember the things that I need to remember, but I think I'm just happy with how I competed through it, and I'm going to go and practice and work on it tomorrow and hopefully be better for the next match.
Hi Coco, congrats on the win. Can you tell us a little bit about your coaching situation with, I think Brett Gilbert's not here.
Yeah.
Are you talking on the phone after these matches? Is he coming to Madrid and Rome? How is it?
Yeah, he's supposed to come to Madrid, he's not here. I think when I started with him, he was never going to be coming to every tournament, just mainly the big ones, especially in the European part of the swing. I think most of the time we started in the U.S. swing, so it was a lot easier for him to travel. And then even in Australia, he wasn't in Auckland. He came to Australia. So it's always was supposed to be like that. And then I added JC to the team, which I started with him when I was like 14. And we ended because he had visa issues, so it wasn't really neither of our choices. I thought we were working together well, and then the timing worked out. So yeah, that's the situation for now. He's supposed to come to Madrid, and then, yeah, that's how it is. And I'm really happy with it. I think I found the team that I really like right now, and hopefully it can last long term.
So he didn't choose Zendaya over you?
No,
that's
no.
That's not why he's not here?
No. He did not choose Zendaya over me. I think I kind of told him to take a step back, and especially with switching, you know, starting with JC, I wanted him to just be able to, you know, work on it on his own and play a tournament by himself. And also, like, we're going to have two tournaments together, so we're going to spend a lot of time together. And if you know Brad, it's good to take a break sometimes.
But on that topic, kind of, obviously the big challengers tour, I mean, not the tennis tour, but
yeah,
the movie tour.
Yeah,
you know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
But just in terms of, does Brad tell you Zendaya stories? Does he, like, how much tea does he spill to you? And I mean, I think you saw her video about wanting to meet you.
Yeah.
I mean, when do you think that could ever happen?
Yeah, so yeah, he does. I have some Zendaya stories, not any bad ones, just about her training for the movie. And yeah, he said that, you know, she picked it up decently well. I mean, it's hard to replicate tennis, but one thing he did say, she is a hard worker and she was trying as hard as she can to make it as perfect as she could, and that she's a super sweet girl. And yeah, that's how I actually got the flowers from her. He's the one who gave her my address. And I did see the video, and it was very, very cool. I loved all the challengers' fashion looks. I thought that was really cool to see tennis in that way, because I feel like for a tennis player, for us, it's really not, a lot of us wouldn't want to do that. But she made it look like high fashion and chic. And yeah, the only thing is I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'm excited. I think people shouldn't go into the movie critiquing the tennis. I think really that's just not what the story is about. So he did tell me that. And, you know, I will say, he said the movie was a little out there for a 60-year-old man with the threesome and everything like that. So he did say that. But he said, I just wanted to focus on the tennis and not the storyline. But for me, I love that type of stuff. I love the drama, and I love, you know, the love triangles. I love all of that. So I'm really excited to see it. I literally have it on my list of movies I'm going to go to see in Europe. And as soon as it releases, if I'm not playing a match, I'm going to go.
You've always talked about how you played basketball alongside playing tennis, and obviously you chose tennis ultimately. But obviously back in the States, the WNBA and NCAAs with Caitlin Clark and Camilla, everybody, it's blowing up everything. I'm kind of curious if you ever think back as to, like, what would have happened had you chosen basketball, and what your thoughts are about kind of where, yeah, just this moment for women's basketball in the States.
Yeah, it's funny because my dad was actually talking about that. He was like, you would have been right up there. You would have been a sophomore. He's like, I would have had you shooting J's and everything. And yeah, I don't know if I would be that type of player. I will say, if I could go in another life, I would love to play on the same time as Caitlin Clark, just to see if I could guard her. I mean, obviously now I probably definitely couldn't, but I don't know if I trained for it just to see. I will say, like, the movement to basketball and tennis is very similar with the change of direction. So I feel like, you know, most tennis players would not be so bad at defense if they knew how to play basketball, but offense, no. But it's very exciting to see, you know, the women's game, especially in basketball, getting as much traction now. They definitely deserve it. And I've been, you know, Instagram mutuals with some of the girls. Cameron Brink just signed with New Balance, and Angel Reese had some DMs with her, and same with Caitlin and Paige Beckers, which I'm really excited. I'm trying to go to a game. I hope they expand, because it's only like 12 teams right now, so it's tough to, you know, with the tennis life, to travel to a game. But I did meet some of the Atlanta Dream players when I did an exhibition, I believe it was last year. And honestly, I watched every game. I had my alarm set for the March Madness, and I'm really excited to see how they transition into the W. And I think it's just great and exciting. I know tennis has been there, and I'm just excited to see, like, these incredible athletes get the recognition that they deserve. And I think in a whole, it'll uplift our sport and also other sports like women's soccer and all of that. So I think it's great that people are paying attention to it. And I'm just really excited to see Caitlin Clark's first first game, and Angel Reese and Camila Cardoza. That I'm really excited to see them on the same team too. Thanks.